May 23rd. Need approval of the May 9th minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Department head reports. The inspector.
Philip Cooper, city inspector of Five Mile to date. We've had 148 violations, and that's including grass and junk. So the grass is...
Sometimes the grass covers the junk.
Yeah.
Thanks, Phil. Animal shelter. Laura.
Oh, my God. What is that?
See, I take my work home with me. You're getting your money's worth out of me. It's kitten season, so we've all got baby kittens that we're trying to keep alive. So Laura Ariel, Animal Shelter. So far this year, we've taken in 327 animals. We've had 122 adoptions. We've transferred out 87. We've had 62 animals returned to owner. Six animals have died, and 10 animals have been euthanized, three of them for behavior issues, seven of them for extreme health issues. Also keep in mind, last year at this time, our intake was 402. So we're way down, and also take into consideration that we're taking a lot of dogs from the county, and we're also soliciting puppies, and we've taken in oodles of litters of puppies. So our intake is way down, and I think I attribute that to microchipping everything and spaying and neutering everything. So things are going to start looking better. And I might note, PetSmart Charities has decided to discontinue the rescue wagon program.
Oh.
And that would be really devastating, because we've sent out 87 dogs this year on rescue wagon, and so there are saving grace. But while I was in Las Vegas last week at animal conference, I was able to make some really good connections, and we have an animal shelter in Lansing, Michigan that was with Rescue Wagon as a source shelter, as a destination shelter, and they have agreed to take as many dogs as Rescue Wagon was taking.
Wow.
And they're even going to come and get them. The only difference is that we won't get reimbursed for the medication and the health certificates, but Dr. Swander does the health certificates and doesn't charge us anyways, and the vaccinations are minimal. So it's still the best option for us to go that way. So we're just going to keep going and doing exactly what we've been doing. Okay?
Thanks.
Thanks, Laura. Danny, cemetery.
Gentlemen, Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. So far this year, we've had 84 funeral services in the City Cemetery and 18th for the month of May. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny.
It's like Steve's going to pinch hit here. You go pinch hit for the fire chief? Is that what you do?
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. Rainbow Beach will open Wednesday, June 1st. Right now, everything's done. We turned in a pool sample, matter of fact, today. We have drinks coming Wednesday, food coming Thursday. Got scheduled dates through the next week with the guards for training. Normal hours, we'll open up at 10 to noon for tot time, 12 to 7 every day for general swing. Have lap swimming also all day. So pretty much the same as we did last year. Four Lakes Project, we're meeting next Wednesday with, I think, the 25th, or this week.
Yeah.
This week. With the Water Department and the Mayor, Larry Donovan and John Sprague, to get that project going. We've kind of waited for baseball season to get done, since a large part of it was the parking lot. But hopefully we can get everything going and get that project underway, and don't really have a timeline until we get together and see, but by the end everything. We have given away, or we've partnered with the Vincent School Corp again for the iRead program, and gave out 300 one-day single session passes as reward. We've given 50 to the Salvation Army for them to pass out. We've given another 80 to South Knox Middle School to pass out for their kids. So we try to get them to enjoy the pool, and we figure we'll make their money on the session stand. And then we're also looking at the walking trail at Greg Park, the Vaughn Trail. John Sprague is getting us some cost estimates right now. That is something that I think the mayor has talked about that we'd like to get done also this year. That trail is used every day of the year by multiples. Put in 98, it just has a lot of wear and tear, and the time's come for that to be placed. So hopefully that project.
Okay. So. Thanks, Steve. No old business. We'll move to new business. First up is VU Trailblazer 5K street closing and banner request. Alma Curry.
Aye.
Aye.
It's me again, sixth year for the Trailblazer 5K. Same route, same race, different color shirt. We're going royal blue this year with red. That's usually the most important question I get.
Okay.
And Paula's checked the dates for the banners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're good to go there. And okay, so we're going to make two motions. One for approving the route for the Trailblazer 5K on Saturday, August 27th, along the same line it was last year, and then the approval of hanging three banners from July 25th through August 8th on Hart Street, same dates for 2nd Street, and August 8th through the 22nd on Washington Avenue.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good luck.
Good luck. Next is Cystic Fibrosis Great Stride street closing and banner request. Anthony Howell.
Mm-hmm. That is nice.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Tammy Howell from Good Samaritan Hospital Respiratory Department, but also chairperson for the Great Strides Walk for Cystic Fibrosis. This is our fifth year to be held on Sunday, September 25th at BU. Asking for the same streets to be blocked. And I think, I don't know if you have a copy of the streets we want to block, but basically that allows, because we use the rec center for our opening ceremony and registration, and then the weather is nice, we use the outdoor walking track at BU. So this allows for participants to go back and forth across the street and be safe. Mm-hmm. This year, we've normally had between 350 to 500 people. We are actually merging with Terre Haute. Terre Haute has closed their walk down, so we have those teams coming. So we're looking close to 700 plus people at this walk. Great. And we're also asking for banners to be hung the 2 weeks prior, the week of September 12th and the week of September 19th for Washington Avenue and Hart Street.
Okay. So, Chief, you've seen the route here. Yeah, they're basically four traffic barriers. It's all on campus. Chestnut and St. Clair, Red Skelton and the apartment building entrance, Chestnut and Lindale, and Red Skelton and Don Bell. They're all on the, it's on this map, and it's all on the campus.
Sure.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the street closings during the race time, or during the event time, which is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Correct.
Tammy. And then also a request to hang banners on Washington Avenue from September 12th through 26th and Hart Street through the same dates.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right.
Sure.
Next, the CEF German Fest banner, Don Halter.
Yes, I'm Don Halter, here to represent the Christian Education Foundation. German Fest is August 12th and 13th, and we're requesting street banners for August 1st, August 8th.
Okay. We got everything in on that. So we will make a motion to approve the hanging of the street banners for the German Fest, Washington Avenue for the week of August 1st, and Hart Street the week of August 8th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye. Great. Aye. Thanks, Don.
Next, Salvation Army Christmas in July Bucket Brigade, July 8th and 9th.
If we weren't recording this, we wouldn't make you walk up here, Laura, but sorry.
Captain Laura Lunham, Salvation Army. We are trying to find new fundraisers because funds are down, and so we were looking at doing a bucket brigade, which we thought was being canceled due to traffic, but we've seen them out. So we're requesting July 8th and 9th.
Believe me, we get bucket brigades. We get
July 8th and 9th. We would like the evening of July 8th, but coming in before it gets dark, and on the 9th the whole day at Hart and 15th. And if possible, can we also get St. Clair and Washington the same time?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that, do you?
We're going to be doing Christmas in July, so we'll be bell ringing at Walmart that same time.
Okay. All right, so we're going to make a motion to approve Bucket Brigades at two locations, 7th and St. Clair and 15th and Hart for Salvation Army for Christmas in July event, Friday, July the 8th from 3 to 6 and Saturday, July 9th from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good luck.
The other thing was the sign on 6th Street that was brought before the board, I guess, last year. We would like to get one of those signs like all the other churches in the community have that say two blocks to that church or one block that way. They said they had to look to see if there was room at 6th in Minneapolis because we were at 2nd in Minneapolis and many people, I don't know why, can't find us. Mm-hmm. So any kind of signage that says Salvation Army that way would work and help.
Yeah, I'll get with the Bryce.
Okay.
Something done.
Okay, thank Great. You.
Thank you. Hope you get to moving better.
Okay, and last is Blight Program bid opening.
We received two bids for the Blight Elimination Program, and
yeah, I'll bring those up here, Phil, and we'll open them up and give them in there. Okay.
First is Robinson. And I'm going to tell you what. Looks like their bid is $5,800.
So you have an itemized proposal, declaration and financial statement, a bid security, and then there's an addendum one.
Sure, they meet those. Or Phil can just take them.
Okay.
Look at them and
make sure they make those other criteria.
And the other one is from, did you open this?
Yes.
Mullins. And it is $5,500. Is this just one property? Okay. I guess I should say the property.
Yeah, it does have it on.
710 North 11.
Oh, it does say that. We're going to make a motion to accept the bids and take those under advisement.
And then Phil can award it to
and then
the most responsible.
Okay. All right.
As long as they've met everything. That's
yes. Okay. So the motion is to accept the two bids and in turn present them to the city inspector for final disposition.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. One last thing under miscellaneous. There will not be a Board of Works on June the 13th. Both myself and Mark will be out of town. So if we do have any business that comes before the board, we'll try to set a meeting for probably June 6th.
Yeah. Is there anybody else that has anything else they want to bring before the council? We missed that opportunity last time, so before the board, I'm sorry. Hearing none.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.